I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. From the surface of the planet Earth, we go into low Earth orbit. Thanks to the Chinese space program, non-transparent, with a big booster, Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black here. And it is important to note that the Chinese now have started the construction of their space station. Last time Bob and I talked about this, they're in a hurry. Bob, they're still in a hurry. Long March 5 performed all nominal. Is that correct from what we know from China? Good evening to you.
Good evening, and yes, actually in the last day or so, it was very, very busy. There were suddenly a lot of launches all at once, so we're going to talk about three of them, but the Chinese launch is the most important. They launched, it's the Long March 5B rocket, and what I've been able to gather is that the Long March 5, which is supposed to be the big rocket that was going to be doing all this work, it had a problem, you might remember. It was out of commission for 2 years because its first stage engines underperformed, and they supposedly did work on those engines to recreate it, but they also created something called the Long March 5B. And the 4-5B appears to have strap-on, I think, solid rocket boosters, I think, to compensate for the weakness of those engines. That's a possibility. I have to research that more. But in watching the launch of the Long March 5B this week, it put up the core module of their space station, Tianhe. It's the heavenly body. It's the core of the whole thing. It's got a hub of docking ports, so you can attach 4, 5, 6 different, docking ports on this thing. And it's the core stage, the core module, and they've got it up in orbit, and it's ready to go. And China is now going to be spending in the next little over a year and a half, it's going to put up 11 launches to put up 2 more big modules comparable to this one. Plus having cargo missions and manned missions to assemble the station and put up the solar panels and get the whole thing operating, and then it'll be operational for 10 years. And the possibility could add more modules later on that make it look almost exactly like the Russians' Mir station from back in the 90s.
So welcome, China, to low Earth orbit, to the building of an ISS. The more the competition, the richer the payoff. So we go now to Europe, Ariane Space. It has a rocket named Vega. What's it up to, Bob?
Well, this is the second launch of this bulk that happened just a day or so. Vega is a rocket. It's a smaller rocket, and the Ariane Space is family of rockets. Ariane Space is the so-called commercial division of the European Space Agency. It's supposed to be making money, doing commercial launches. They've never made a profit. They have a family of rockets, one of which is the Vega. The Vega is a smaller one. It is also a rocket that's had trouble. It had 2 failures in the last 2 years. The most recent one last year was apparently from human error, assembly problem when they put the thing together. They got a lot of different companies in the European Space Agency, in Ariane Space, to spread the work throughout the European Space Agency. And so they have to coordinate how they put the pieces together, and they made a mistake. And so this is the first launch since that failure. It was a success. It's the first launch for Ariane Space from their French Guiana spaceport this year. It was a success to put 6 satellites in orbit, and they're back in business. Though, once again, their pace of launches is really slow compared to in the past, and I think that has to do with that third launch in the last day or so.
Right, huh? SpaceX, nothing but again and again and again, SpaceX triumphs. It's more Starlink. Remind everybody what Starlink is, Bob.
Starlink is SpaceX, and this is going to tie into our next story. SpaceX is putting together a gigantic constellation of something like 4,000 satellites called Starlink to provide internet service to anyone on the globe, especially in rural or remote areas where cable or DSL doesn't work very well. And they're already operational, and they've got customers in a lot of these rural places already, and they've already got about 1,500 satellites in orbit. Well, they launched 60 more, and they used the first stage that was completed successfully. It's 7th flight, and it's going to be used again, of course. And they've already said they're going to be doing – they're gearing up to really push these first stage boosters on these Starlink missions. John, Elon Musk has said they're basically going to push them until they fail. He sees no reason why they cannot pretty much fly forever. And that's going to be really exciting. They've already got one other boost that's gone 9 flights. And so that's launched. Starlink is going. Tying into that, John, is OneWeb, their kind of direct competitor. This is another internet constellation of satellites being put up by this company, OneWeb. OneWeb had lost a major investor about 2 years ago and went into bankruptcy. They managed to get the UK government, the United Kingdom, and a investor in India to buy off the company and bring it back to life. And the story here is, and they've got constellations going up, and they're in a position that they could start do their first commercial operations available by July after two more launches. Because of that, Eutelsat, one of the oldest, longest established communication satellite companies in the world, based in Europe, has committed more than $500 million investment capital in OneWeb, really strengthening this company's position. They now have $1.9 billion invested in OneWeb. And so this is an endorsement of this SpaceX competitor, John. Things are going to get really hot in space. We're going to have multiple internet operations to choose from. So,
Bob, about Starlink, is it possible to purchase a Starlink system now? You told an anecdote of one of your readers who had purchased one from Maine. Can anybody buy one?
What the story is this. They have a website you can go to, Starlink. You got to do a little search on the web, where you can put down a deposit of $99 and get yourself on a refundable deposit. You get yourself on the waiting list. As they open up service in region by region, you will then get an email. You're on the waiting list saying, okay, we want to send you the rest of the stuff. Send us this amount of money and we'll ship it to you. And they've got something like the numbers have been, it's maybe out of date. Last I heard, it was like 10 to 20,000 people already getting service. You can do it.
I've gone to their website. Starlink.com is very easy. It's an attractive, sort of spooky website. And it asks for your address wherever you are in the world. And then you can click a button saying order now. And I guess they'll then ask for $99.
That's correct.
John,
so you know, the reason they ask for your location is because some areas they're not yet rolling out asking for deposits yet. They're not ready. But if you're in a region where they're expecting to open up service or have already, they will then allow you to get on
Starlink. I read from the site. Starlink is available to a limited number of users per coverage area at this time. Orders will be fulfilled on a first-come, first-served basis. Terrific, Bob. I'm going to sign up as soon as we're done. Wonderful.
Oh, okay.
Because, Bob, we got to try this out, right? I mean.
Yeah. I've been mulling over when I'm going to sign up. They're coming to Tucson. I will tell you that they only provide you contact with the web. You've got to get your email and other things yourself. You got to get software to do that stuff. They don't provide any of that. All they do is get you online, and you have to then do the rest.
Well, I understand, Bob, but in areas where your power goes out and you need the internet,
this is it.
All right, we go from OneWeb, which has been rescued, to Dynetics, joining Blue Origin in the battle of the century so far against Starship. What are they fighting over, Bob?
Well, this is NASA's decision to give SpaceX's Starship the sole contract to be the manned lunar lander to put people on the moon by 2024. And Blue Origin and Dynetics were the competing contractors. They both lost. They had expected that two out of the three would get a contract. NASA didn't have the budget to do all three, so they chose just Starship. And now Blue Origin filed a protest. Now Dynetics has joined that protest. They're all three are complaining that NASA didn't tell them they had reduced the number that was going to be chosen. They would have reconsidered and redesigned their bid. It's kind of a joke here, John, because if you look at the offer, Dynetics was actually more put forth an overweight lander that was too heavy already in design stage that was going to cost more than twice as much. It was the most expensive of the three bids. So I don't understand where they think they could win these protests. I mean, these companies are too focused on legal maneuvers. They really should be focusing on engineering and building ships, John. That's really my opinion.
And finally, Virgin Orbit. All right, Bob is going to give me one more time a reminder. This isn't Virgin Galactic. This is Virgin
Orbit. That's
correct. Orbit. Okay.
That's right. This is a Richard Branson company, which, of course, is justifiable. One should be skeptical and suspicious. But Virgin Orbit broke off from Virgin Galactic, now about 8-9 years ago. And it's designed not to put tourists in space. It's using a completely different setup to put small satellites into space. And 6 years ago, when they really were first getting started, I predicted they would get a first commercial launch, orbital launch, before Virgin Galactic did, even though Virgin Galactic had been in development a decades longer. And guess what? That's exactly what happened earlier this year. Virgin Orbit completed its first orbital mission, and it is got contracts to put small sats in orbit. It's one of the many startup small sat rocket companies. They don't do it with a rocket from the ground. They do it from the bottom of 747, where they air launch their rocket about 50,000 feet in the air, kind of like the Pegasus rocket does. Well, they've now signed a deal with Brazil to use the Brazilian spaceport, essentially, which has basically only been used for suborbital missions so far, like sounding rockets. And Brazil saw an opportunity here to bring business to their country to space. And Virgin Orbit saw an opportunity to get a spaceport launch location, a runway, really, right on the equator, essentially.
Right, right.
And that's valuable. It's very valuable. Though an air launch system can take off and then go to a good equatorial spot to launch, getting your takeoff point as close to the equator right away is good because you don't have to fly as long. And so this is what they've done. They signed an agreement, and this is a win-win for both Brazil and Virgin.
Bob, I shouldn't ask a question I don't know the answer to, but what the heck? You know everything. Bob, does does Brazil have a big space program? I don't remember that.
Brazil, about 20-plus years ago, was trying to get it going. They had a launch failure, and they shut it all down. The present administration in Brazil wants, for the same reasons that the Indian government and the American government are all shifting to private enterprise, they want to get the same thing going. So they've been trying to get this going for the last, like, year. And this is, I think, a signal of how they're really trying. And this is the future.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring next. We're headed to the moon and Mars. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.